Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office. On behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 1st of July. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, south coast of Iceland, 1000, slow moving. Filling, 1007 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Terror. Southerly 5 to 7 at first, except in northwest Viking. Otherwise northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Rain or thundery showers at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. South Terra 40s. Southerly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic, mainly northerly 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 at first. Rain or thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor. Cromarty 4th. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3. Then north or northeast 3 to 5. Thundery showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. South or southeast 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4. Then occasionally 5 again later. Fair, then showers. Thundery in Fisher. Good, occasionally poor in Fisher, and moderate in German Bight. Humber. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Thundery showers developing. Fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Thames, Dover, Wight. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, except in North Thames, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Trafalgar, easterly in southeast, but northerly elsewhere, 4 to 6. Fair, good. Fitzroy, Seoul. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast Fitzroy. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Cyclonic becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times in North Irish Sea. Occasional rain and fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon, Rockall, Malin. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast Malin, backing westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 elsewhere. Showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 at times in southeast Fair Isle, rain at first in Fair Isle. Otherwise, showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in Fair Isle. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west by north 2, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest 3, 8 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 4, slight rain, 2 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, northwest 3, slight rain, 6 miles, 1012, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, northwest by north 4, recent rain, 3 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Lucas, west by south 2, 22 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Boomer, west by north 1, 14 miles, 1011, now rising. Bridlington, north 1, 1012, falling slowly. Sendetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 3, 5 miles, 1015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 4, 2 miles, 1014. Jersey, north by east 3, 24 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, west northwest 2, 2 miles, 1014. Silly automatic, calm, missed, 2 miles, 1016, now falling. Milford Haven, west 1, 7 miles, 1015, rising more slowly. Aberporth, southwest by west 3, 9 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Valley, south-southwest 4, 4 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest by west 3, 11 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Valentia, north by west 3, 22 miles, 1016, rising. Ronald's Way, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Merlinhead, north by west 3, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1015, rising. Macrihanish Automatic, northwest 4, slight rain, 6 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 30th of June. General situation, an Atlantic front is currently giving outbreaks of rain to some areas, and this will continue through Tuesday as it moves slowly southeastwards across England and Wales. A ridge of high pressure will build across the northwest of Scotland, bringing only very isolated showers and light or moderate breezes here. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5 at first near Rattray Head, otherwise westerly or northwesterly becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Cyclonic 3 to 5 becoming east or northeast 2 to 4, then variable 3 or less later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4 becoming north or northeast 3 or 4. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate at first, and poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south 4 or 5, veering north 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southeasterly becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers later, perhaps thundery. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsabil. Easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4. Veering westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4. Occasionally 5 in east, mainly fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsabil to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less becoming west or northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest 3 or 4 for a time later, mainly fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable mainly northwest 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5 later. Fog patches at first. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first, becoming good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in Bristol Channel, becoming variable 2 at times elsewhere. Fog patches and occasional drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. South or southwest, veering north or northwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fog patches and occasional rain or drizzle, becoming fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times in north, occasional rain for a time. Good, occasionally poor, until later. Isle of Man. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming north or northwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Occasional rain, then mainly fair. good, occasionally poor at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in North Channel, becoming variable 3 at times elsewhere. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times until later in North Channel. Occasional rain or drizzle at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwesterly, backing westerly later in North, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near the Mull of Kintyre. Showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, west or northwest, backing southwest, 2 to 4, showers, good. Shetland Isles, westerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in north, rain, then fair, moderate or poor, becoming good. And that completes the shipping bulletin here on BBC Radio 4. We'll be joining the BBC World Service shortly. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Virginia and Canada. Coming up on the programme, a record level of concern amongst those trying to work global supply chains. A combination of tariffs and turmoil in the Middle East leads to a rise in warnings about problems for shipping and fuel and food. Meanwhile, how is Japan getting on in its trade talks to try to avoid huge US tariffs? A row over Prada's fashionable sandals that copy a design used in India for centuries, why Nigeria isn't making much money from its vast cassava crop, and an IT meltdown at the White House, which has got Donald Trump furious with one of the major US comms companies. That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the news.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. Some of the world's biggest charities and aid agencies have issued a joint call for the Israeli and US-backed food distribution system in Gaza to be shut down immediately. Hundreds of Palestinians have been shot dead trying to access aid since the foundation took over from the UN a month ago. Our correspondent in Jerusalem, Ioni Wells, says before the charities made their call, the Israeli military had already indicated it planned to change the system.
The Israeli military in the past has acknowledged that it has fired what it's described as warning shots at people it describes as suspects approaching troops, but it hasn't sort of directly commented on some reports of people being harmed. It's often said that it is investigating cases or looking into them. This statement today from the Israeli military says that they are reorganizing the aid centers, including installing fences and signs following incidents of reports where civilians were harmed. It says it will be issuing instructions from lessons learned, although hasn't said what those lessons will be.
The US Senate is holding a marathon series of votes on amendments to Donald Trump's huge tax and spending bill. The Republicans have a slender majority in the Senate, but our correspondent Anthony Zerker says the bill is at a tricky stage.
The Republicans are doing a very delicate balance here, where on one hand they want to cut enough to try to keep the numbers on this bill from going even past the $3 trillion that adds to the deficit. But they also want to, there are other Republicans who want to protect these social safety net programs like Medicaid. And so the risk is any of these amendments, some of which cut more, some of which cut less, that might upset one side or the other. And then if they lose any votes from one side or the other, they won't be able to get this over the finish line. I mean, it's a question of math.
Police in Turkey have arrested three employees of a leading satirical magazine for publishing a cartoon that appears to show the Prophet Muhammad. The image shows two